It was cool outside on the campus of Cornell, but a light drizzle moved the speech inside the Richard and Norma Small Multi-Sports Center. About 3,000 people packed in to see the president, many using their Obama campaign signs as fans to cool off. Among the crowd were volunteers like Grace Callahan, who were signing people up for early voting.
I'm having fun. I'm getting a lot of people that are like, that didn't know that we had early voting on campus, which surprises me considering how much I personally have been like, everyone in the room I'm in, please vote!
That was issue number one when the president took the stage.
I've come back to Cornell College today. Come back. To ask each of you for one big thing. I'm asking for your vote.
The speech quickly turned to the most recent presidential debate.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out, how to get the hang of this thing, debating.
Here's how the president broke down the second debate.
So let's recap what we learned last night. His tax plan doesn't add up. His jobs plan doesn't create jobs. His deficit reduction plan adds to the deficit. So Iowa, you know, everybody here has heard of the New Deal. You've heard of the fair deal. You've heard of the square deal. Mitt Romney's trying to sell you a sketchy deal. We are not buying it.
The president said Romney's tax cuts would gut education. Mr. Obama said he'll continue to help recruit young teachers in fields like engineering and math.
I've got to tell you, we don't have to collect a bunch of binders to find qualified, talented, driven young women ready to learn and teach in these fields right now.
Outside, after the president's speech, volunteers pushed early voting and told people where they could vote on campus.
Are you going to go vote?
Not right now.
Are you sure?
I'm going to bed.
The debate was still on the minds of voters funneling out of the gym. Cedar Rapids attorney John Bickel came with his 92-year-old mother and 10-year-old grandson. He says the candidates focused too much on gamesmanship, and he would have liked to see them debate the issues. But he says here in Mount Vernon, he likes that the president admitted he's still working on his debate skills.
For an individual in his position to have made a comment like that is humbling. It's refreshing for him to admit something like that.
Sporting a gray Romney Ryan t-shirt, freshman Jess Reed says she showed up just to see a sitting president. She says she's a pro-life advocate and not a fan of Obamacare, so she's voting for Mitt Romney. She watched the debate and says she was also disappointed in both candidates, specifically on the topic of advancing women's rights.
Overall, I felt both the candidates inadequately answered the question and kind of referred to things they had done or tried to make themselves more relatable, like with Obama and his grandmother and his mother, and then Romney with his past experience and how he tried to find women to work for him, and they were both just kind of silly answers.
For her part, elementary education senior Cindy Hampton says she thinks she's made up her mind on who she'll vote for.
Right now, Obama, simply for the fact of his educational policies and that he wants to move education forward, and I haven't really heard Romney's views on education.
Hampton says it's taken some persuasion to lean towards President Obama, and being a female voter in a state where polls show the president and Romney still neck and neck, Hampton's vote's a reason for both candidates to keep coming back to Iowa these next 3 weeks. In Mount Vernon, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.